Chad, what the heck would you say to Derek Carr, who's not only making his first NFL start, but in a foreign environment for a Raiders team that has lost 13 consecutive games on the East Coast and against a Rex Ryan-led defense?
Well, first of all, I would say congratulations for Derek Carr to be able to win that job against an experienced veteran like Matt Schaub, knowing Coach Allen and that whole staff at the Raiders was, you know, planning on Schaub starting, but Derek impressed him so much with the way he had handled himself physically and mentally and the offense. That's a big accomplishment, and I think, you know, moving forward, what he has to do is realize that, you know, the pressure's not on him. Only thing he needs to focus on is running their offense and being extremely efficient and keeping them out of bad situations. And the Raiders have already made the decision to come to the East Coast early to try to help them with that East Coast lull. But I think this is one of the games, the Raiders-Jets games, as far as opening week, that has a lot of unknowns on both sides, which then creates a great matchup to pay attention to.
You faced Rex before, Chad. What are the keys in reading what's going on as far as coverage-wise and scheme-wise?
Well, your first and second down production is huge. A lot of times as an offense, you would like to even just skip third down because it can get really chaotic. Like you said, it can be really messy. You're going to see a lot of different looks. First and second down is where you see a Rex Ryan defense play more conventional. Yes, you'll see some unconventional things, but not as much on first and second down. And so your first and second down success is the key to your offensive drives. And so finding ways to move the chains and to have positive yards on first and second down a lot of the times comes through the passing game rather than the running game.
Well, that's a great point, Chad, because when I was looking at this game, I was thinking exactly the opposite, that, hey, maybe the Raiders are going to come out with a conservative game plan and run a lot of Maurice Jones-Drew and Darren McFadden at the Jets so the kid can get his feet wet, when in all actuality, like you're saying, their game plan might be better served to actually come out throwing the ball on those early downs.
If you're going to go in and try to pound McFadden and pound Jones-Drew into that front seven, it's not going to be good, and your third downs are going to look really ugly. But if you're able to loosen those guys up on the perimeter with the pass early, then the run can start to pick up second, third, and fourth quarters. But you definitely need to have some success passing the football on early downs.